Traditional food, not. Let's start with a show of hands. How many here had traditional local food last night? Something your grandparents would have eaten? Okay, about half. And how many had something international last night? Lots of you. I have to admit, like many of you, I'm a foodie. I love food, and I particularly love trying different types of global cuisine. In most cities, including this one, you can get dishes from all different parts of the world. There's no problem if you have a strong desire for Indian, Ethiopian, Russian, Greek, or Italian foods. The only problem is choosing from among the many restaurants and markets that offer those foods. I've always thought that the global dishes I've become a fan of were authentic, traditional dishes. But after having Chinese food in China, Indian food in India, and Thai food in Thailand, I realized that you can't assume that you're getting the real thing outside the original countries, even if it is delicious. One reason that food gets lost in translation when introduced to a new culture is that the locals may not be used to or ready for certain foreign tastes. For example, spicy foods are gaining in popularity internationally, but for cultures where spicy food has not been part of the traditional diet, people are less likely to be able to tolerate, much less enjoy, authentically hot dishes, like Indian vindaloo curries or spicy Peruvian chicken. Instead, chefs adapt them, maybe toning them down. Similarly, in Korea, a really popular dish is jajangmyeon, which was shifted from its original Chinese recipe to appeal to Korean tastes. Instead of a salty brown yellow bean sauce enjoyed in China, the Korean version has a darker, sweeter sauce that's made from roasted soybeans and thickened with cornstarch. There's another reason that traditional dishes are not always so traditional, and that has to do with ingredients. As you can imagine, it used to be much more difficult to get the authentic ingredients used in traditional dishes in different countries. For example, not so long ago, you couldn't get real Thai ingredients outside of Thailand. Even now, though the world has gotten so much smaller, and you can get lots of packaged or canned ingredients from all over, fresh ingredients that are grown or raised in one country may not taste the same as those in another. A third reason that traditional dishes aren't always traditional is that foods or dishes that move from one country to another evolve. In other words, the dish changes over time. Take pizza, for example. Italian immigrants brought pizza to the United States and other countries, and at first, it was probably like the kind you would get in Italy. But as pizza became increasingly popular around the world, it changed. So, you can get a deep dish pizza in Chicago, but never in Naples, where pizza was invented. The bottom line is this. The fish tacos you get in your local Mexican restaurant probably won't taste quite like the ones you'd have in Mexico, but you can enjoy them all the same.